Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and very sexy people. I am coming to you from Las Vegas, baby. We've been here celebrating my daughter's bachelorette party. I treated seven screaming girls to Thunder Down Under last night. Oh, you gotta love it. Man, it keeps you young. So we've had quite the fun weekend here, and my daughter's so happy and just so glowing with joy. And I thought, wow, this is the time to create, Gabrielle. Whatever you want, this is the time to create. Because that joy and that happiness and that satisfaction and that knowingness of how special you are and how much you're loved, that's what really, really creates. I want you to know I've played the slots three times and won every single time I was here. So it's been a good weekend. Okay, I've got a lot to talk to you about today. First of all, today, Kim sent this in, is True Love Forever Day, when we're supposed to acknowledge our true love, our everlasting love for someone. And I would like to invite us to do that to ourselves, to really send ourselves and tell ourselves how much we love ourselves, how awesome and magnificent we think we are, how much we are special, and the special things that we've contributed to this world. It's really interesting, guys. The two books that I have been called to read lately, I think I've been called to read as affirmations of all the channeled work that we've done in the last 4 to 5 years. It just, everything I'm reading comes forward to say, yes, Dee, yes, Dee, yes, Dee, yes. Just keep taking that message out of self-love and living in the frequency of love, because that's really what everything is about, like we end our show with. We are being asked today to claim for all energy in all dimensions that I live in the present moment. I create in the present moment. So we are inviting all energy that wants to participate here with us today on behalf of the collective consciousness. And we are claiming, it is my clear direction and my knowing and my choice that every moment I live in the present moment, I am claiming this for all energy in all dimensions, and so it is. Now, I want to tell you how that came in. It was very interesting because we were having a discussion, the eight of us, about the lack of responsibility in the world and how people say, yeah, I'll take care of it, and then they don't get around to it. Or, yes, I'll handle this for you. Or, yes, I'll get on it, I'll do it. And then it takes days and oftentimes weeks, and sometimes it never gets done. Mostly they were discussing this about the men in their lives. So it was all great fun, but when I went to the pool to have some adult time of my own, the information started coming in about masculine energy. And what it was really about was living in the present moment. It looks like people aren't taking responsibility. That's how it's showing up in our world. But at the core of it is that we don't live in the present moment. So I want us all to look at where that might be going on with us. Where you are not taking care of things in a timely way. Timely way really means in the present moment. Do you handle things as they come up? Because most of us, the channel is saying, when I say most of us in this community, I get a no. But most of us in the collective consciousness still hold ourselves in the past. And when we don't address what we need to, we keep ourselves in the past. Because you can't be in the present moment while you're worried and concerned and carrying in your energy something that you shoulda, woulda, oughta, coulda have been doing for the last week or 2 weeks or months or years even. So it's a big burden on our energy when we keep saying, well, they're showing me like cleaning out closets and cleaning out clutter. For those of you that keep saying I need to do that, it's a huge burden on your energy, and it takes up a lot of your energy that you want to have available for you in the moment to create with. So let me see if I can read my writing here, because what that does is it creates and sustains the core belief God or I or the universe betrays me. And that's a core belief that, you know, if we still have that going on, we're going to keep creating it in our lives. So it goes in a circle, as all beliefs do. So I have a belief that God or myself or the universe doesn't come through for me. So I'm not going to take care of things in a timely way so I can prove to myself my belief is true, that God, the universe, or I betrays me or doesn't come through for me. How can it? Because I'm still living in the past. And for those of you who joined us on our quite amazing webinar on redemption, what we found out was it was really about redeeming ourselves with ourselves. And this is just another piece of information. You can't redeem yourself and move on, guys, in life and in your creation process if you're not living in the present moment and handling your responsibilities in the moment. So let's see. Oh, okay. So when I got quiet, it was all about masculine energy. Now, remember, all of us have masculine energy. The masculine has to be in balance within itself. The feminine has to be in balance with itself. That brings about a balanced creation, just like the man, the woman, and the child. Okay. So this was the core belief they took me to, that a lot of the masculine energy, whether we're women or men, is holding right now. That when I am fully responsible and I am my creator, I'm not safe because no one will take care of me because I'm doing it all. Okay, I want to repeat that. So when my I Am presence takes full responsibility for my creation, my belief is that I'm not going to be safe because then nobody is going to step forward to take care of me. But in the masculine and the feminine, as you know, in both men and women, we have to have that balance. So we must direct our masculine energy to take responsibility for itself and for its creation, if we want to fully bring creation forward. So we are so directing that and claiming that right now. I am divine love around all of that. And before we go to the call, and please press 1 if you want to ask the channel and talk with the channel today. I want everybody right now, around everything they want to create in this moment of now, to come forward and claim, I am worth it and I deserve it. Now, everybody put a big old smile on your face. Go to your love place. I am worth it and I deserve it, baby. Everybody say it out loud with me. I am worth it and I deserve it, baby. Yeah, I want you to live there until the next show. Okay, I'm worth it and I deserve it. Every time you think about something you want, before the yeah, but thought can come in that you don't even know you're thinking half the time, I'm worth it and I deserve it with a big old smile on your face, because I want your heart center to really embrace this. So we are claiming that. I am divine love around all of that. Okay, I can go to the callers. I can go to the callers. And we're going to start with, who are we going to start with? Let me get my clicker over here. Patty, what's going on? Hold on a minute. Let me get you on here. There you go. What's going on, baby?
I wanted to check in with something. All of a sudden, I keep getting hacked, or like it seems like someone's trying to hack my computer. And I wanted to.
Yeah, that's going on. That's going on with everybody. So when I say it's security, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I haven't addressed it, and it's been up in my consciousness a lot. So when I say it's security, I get a no. The highest thing is we don't know we're our own creators. Mm-hmm. We think somebody can actually take our privacy, our security. So it's that fear that we're inundated with. And we're getting more inundated with it, guys, if you even read the news feeds. I try to read them instead of watching them on the news, because there's less energetic force behind them, you know. But that's certainly one thing that we want to be aware of, that the universe, the collective consciousness is going, oh, everybody be really careful, because somebody can take who you are away.
Right.
Okay, they can take your identity. So we are coming forward to know that we are our own creators, that we create our, they're giving me the word safety. That's interesting. We create our own safety. We create our own security. We create our own privacy. Unless we're focused on the other thing. Now, that being said, and this is the way it works, is if you feel a part of yourself still worried about that, take steps with LifeLock or one of the, you know, many other places you can to protect yourself, because if you're not absolutely safe and secure in knowing that, Patty, you will feed the energy of the fear. So basically what the channel's saying is, you know, we can't kid ourselves, guys. It's not about the words. It's about the knowing. So you can say, I am my own safety. I am my own security. I can feel that in my heart. That's what I create for myself in this moment of now. I know I'm safe and secure in this world. And then if the yeah, but, and the fear comes up, you want to take steps so that you alleviate that fear, so that you can focus on the safety and security you are. Do you understand?
And it's interesting because I did go to that place of, this was just a phishing scam, I'm safe. But someone keeps every single day, I keep getting, like, MSN is contacting me, you know, like, emailing me, someone's trying to hack your account. You know, it's like every single day, it's something. So that's, I'm going to take extra steps.
Okay.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean that you're failing in the creation, guys. Sometimes that means, you see, you're taking action in the present moment that you need to take. But they want to give you a core belief to work with. Hang on. I'm going to this page. Yes, here. This again, it's been coming up in the, you know, I know that we've just gone through another huge vortex or opening up, because the private sessions are just off the charts again. They're always good, but when we do something as big as we did in the last webinar, it opens up a whole new level of information coming in. When I am loved, I'm depressed, or I'm taken advantage of, or I'm not safe, Patty.
Yeah.
The highest one for you is when I'm loved, I'm not safe. So, you know, you were on the webinar, right?
Right.
Okay. So you need to redeem yourself from that belief system.
Huh.
That is holding you hostage in...
I lost you. Dee?
Okay. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Okay. It's holding you hostage in your own creation. Because when I'm loved, something bad's going to happen. Describe it however you guys want, you know. I mean, my father loved me, so I was abandoned. So oftentimes in my life, I have not let people love me because I didn't want to be abandoned, because I associated abandonment with love.
Yeah. Are they?
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't redeem myself as the God force that I am while I limit myself with that belief. So we're all coming together now. It is our strong conviction, our claim, and our knowing that when I am loved, I'm celebrated, I'm supported, I'm held safe and secure in the creation of who I am. We claim I am divine love around this, and so it is. You know, guys, just can you let your God self take over? Can you let yourself acknowledge your God self and trust it? And know and celebrate every moment of you. It's truly the last frontier. We know it. We know the words. We know the exercises. We know it. And to know and not to do is not yet to know, because you're only knowing it on an intellectual level. I want you to connect your hearts and your brains and your minds as one. And go to your heart, where all the highest truth resides, and direct your brain to know that. In the webinar, you know, we were asked at the end, and so I want everybody to do this, direct your pituitary and pineal glands. And if you want to know how freaking important that is, listen to the webinar, because that they explained how it all works together. But we are wanting to direct our pituitary and pineal now to receive all of the new thought, of the highest God thoughts possible, and distribute that throughout our body, our brain, and our minds, and our consciousness. That's our direction right now. I am divine love, and so it is. All right, baby, I'm moving on. You got your answer,
right? Thank you.
Right?
Yep, thank you.
You bet. Blessings. Okay, and we're going to Elizabeth in Portland. Hi, honey, you're on.
Thank you for taking my call this morning.
You're welcome.
I am kind of at a point where I've been doing the work, well, for almost a year. I've been listening to you.
Okay, so Elizabeth, sorry, but
yeah,
it's already going
that's
to
okay.
know. So
okay.
When it goes to know, that means there's something to be balanced or something for you to be made aware of, which is kind of the same thing.
Perfect.
But can you give me a song, baby?
This Little Light of Mine.
Okay. Well, here we go. We have a theme already. You haven't been doing the work because you have been squelching your own light. Any way, any belief, any perception, anything that dims the light of who we are keeps the work from working because you're the work. So now they want to give you the biggest, well, okay, good grief. See, that's what I mean. It's just flying. We're going back to where we just went. When I'm loved, I'm depressed, and I'm going to your father. What does your father have to do with a negative connection to love?
He is a great father, just never was able to tell me that he loves me.
Oh,
with
okay.
Words, I guess. I think that's maybe it.
Okay. So basically.
Well, and he struggles with depression also. So.
Okay. So basically, when I'm loved, it really can't be communicated to me.
Okay.
That's the highest place we're going. Well, so how do you know God loves you? How do you know I love you? How do you know you're seeing me? If your perception is, when I'm loved, I really can't have it communicated to me, so I can't really know it, then you're trying your entire life, sweetheart, to get the experience of love that you have a belief in place that you can't experience. Now, you tell me if that resonates with your life.
I think so, yeah.
Well, I don't want you to think so. You see, right now, what the channel is saying is, right now is an example of what you do because of this belief. So I can't even love myself and experience the truthfulness of that as fully as I want to because I can't even communicate it to myself. So let's balance that, Elizabeth. We're calling in I am divine love. I am absolutely choosing, and this is for everybody, so stay present. I am absolutely choosing to communicate to myself how powerful and awesome and how I am the frequency of love and God in every present moment of now. I am divine love around that, and so it is. That's your biggest opportunity right now, is to consistently communicate to yourself and experience that, how awesome you are and how much you love yourself. Everything is ready to shift around that, they're saying.
Okay.
Okay, now I want you to go to your heart center. Don't want you to just listen to the words. I want you to go to your heart center. Can you, when I say, Elizabeth, allow yourself to really feel and experience how much you love you. Can everybody do that? Can you feel it?
I feel like I'm fighting myself already with saying that I don't know how to, or I don't know how to feel that.
Okay, well, that is just the way your mental mind and ego come forward and go, no, I'm going to hold on to this limitation so I can't ever be redeemed within myself.
Okay.
So go to your love place. You have a love place, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you go to your love place and feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then you just did it. Because, guys, if you feel love, you feel love. And that's how you love yourself. So So go to your love place, everybody, and go, yes, I'm worth it, and I deserve it, and I am ready, willing, and able in every moment to feel this love from me. I'm awesome. I'm magnificent. I am the frequency of God. I am divine love, and so it is. So you see, you do know how to do it, baby. You just can't let yourself off anymore. We can't deny ourselves the right of our magnificence anymore. Again, they're saying this is the last frontier. This is the last frontier. And if you want, were you on the webinar, Elizabeth?
No, I wasn't able to.
Why weren't you able to?
I didn't have the time. Single mom.
Okay, so they want you to see how you're using that as an excuse.
Okay.
Not to come forward for you. So I'm going to give you kind of the core belief that what your sentence just said to me, Elizabeth. First of all, they want you to know you're using being a single mom to limit your creation. Don't use any excuses, guys. We have no excuses. That's one of the ways we totally don't redeem ourselves in this life. But what you just said to me is, I have to give up me to take care of everybody else. Is that what you want to teach those children?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. So we don't want to be the sins of the fathers anymore. We don't want to pass down the limitations anymore. We want to go, kids, I'm here for you, and I'm going to do everything I can to take care of you and love you. And one of those things is to make sure I'm the happiest, most successful, beautiful, magnificent person that feeds her own love to herself. And that's what I want you guys to learn from me. Okay, darling?
Okay.
All right. You got your answer?
Yes, thank you.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, baby. Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Yeah, guys, it's tough love with ourselves. It's tough love. They're giving you straight up. This is what you have to do. Okay, Miss Anya, you're on. Hi, sweetheart.
Good morning, Miss D. How are you doing today? It sounds like you're having so much fun.
Oh, my God. You can hear now I'm a little hoarse just from screaming. I mean, I was not going to be the old lady in the room. I was having a pretty damn good time. And those all of these girls last night, they came up and said, oh, my God, D, we're so glad you came. You're so sweet and you're so giving and you're so much fun. And I thought, well, and I almost didn't come because my perception limited me in my life was, well, I'm older and they don't want to be with me. Well, energy doesn't get old unless you allow
there
it.
There you go. There you go.
So,
I guess.
I whooped it up with the banana sacks as good as anybody. I'm telling you, some of these dudes were pretty good looking. Okay.
I see them. Yes, oh, yes, we digress.
Yes, we digress. So what can we do, darling?
Well, just a couple of things. So much has happened for me, as I'm sure for everybody else as we listen. I had to put my 15-year-old cat to sleep on May 31st. 2 days later, I got a new roommate a housemate on an emergency basis, which he turns into be my housemate now. So I would like any information around that arrangement for me, him, us. And then I also have started a new job that is very creative and fun, and I'm enjoying it. And there are other things that could be in the mix for me as far as energy work and healing work and art.
Okay.
So, anything that's coming up around any of all these new things?
The very first thing that they gave me is your cat set all this up with the guy moving in.
Oh, did she know?
Oh, okay. She sure did. This is her last gift to you.
Okay.
And really, your whole life is just blowing open, they're saying, Anya. There's one thing one ship they'd like you to redeem here.
Okay.
One ship that's going to be invaluable for you at the table of life.
All right. Hit me, honey. What?
Give me a song, baby.
Hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
Yeah, okay. It's the joy. There's still a part of you, and it's almost you, it is you battling you. Because they're going, oh, I got to go to work. Work has always been something you had to do. Okay?
Right.
And they're saying, could you all let go of that? Could you all know that work is just another thing you do to learn to express you and have the relationships in your life where you create with?
Yeah.
It's just another tool. Can you think of work as another hi-ho, it's off to the tables to play, I go?
Right. And that's actually, that's actually why I, because I've been in touch with these people since last year about possibilities within this new organization and everything that's been set up. And one of the reasons I selected this job is because it's creative and it's fun, and it's a funky, fun atmosphere with lots of creative people. And I thought, if I have to go to work, which I, it's helping me financially, but I wanted it to be fun.
Hold on. Did you hear your words? If I have to go to work, that's the energy. My God, they're pointing their fingers. That's the energy we're talking about. That's the belief that we have to go to work. You guys don't have to go to work. You get to choose to go to work.
Right.
Well,
I wanted to create income where I could play and be creative and earn a living at the same time.
No, but Anya, take a breath and really listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
You're separating the two.
Okay.
They don't want, that's the part, that's the energy for all of us that they're asking us to address right now in this moment. It's not, I can create a fun working atmosphere since I have to go to work anyway.
Okay.
Here's just another place I can create a lot of success and fun and joy in the moment of my life.
Okay.
Can you feel into the difference?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Okay.
Shifted.
Now, they want to explain what this has to do with the guy moving in.
Okay.
Also.
Okay.
So, again, with this gentleman, there's a part of you going, well, it really helps me out financially, and I really like having this guy around.
Okay.
Is that true?
I do. We get along great. Personality-wise, we're fantastic. There has been some, from information I have received through people that know him, there has been maybe some instability in his ability to follow through on promises.
That's the belief that runs through everything. Is this job going to let me down and not follow through? Is he going to let me down and not? That's the highest thing we're trying to get to, guys.
Okay.
So again, when I'm left, I'm going to be abandoned.
Okay.
And the winnings are going to stop, and the fun's going to stop, and the responsibility is going to stop. So on the energetic plane, you have got to cash that ship in, baby. It ain't working for you anymore. You're not going to get any money back for that ship.
Okay.
Except what you don't want.
Okay. Yeah.
And on the physical plane, if you have that information and you love yourself, you set it up so that he has to be responsible. If he has to pay you rent, then he has to pay it through the bank. He has to make a payment to the bank.
Okay.
Or however,
like a direct
you
deposit.
Set it up.
Okay.
So that you are not living in the past or the future of going, oh my God, you know, there's that little germ that somebody's planted there. And I am growing it because it identifies with the belief that when I'm loved, you know, that love falls out for me somewhere.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that about the direct deposit because he made that suggestion himself. So that's okay,
cool. Well, that's an affirmation for sure on you. But you want to take the steps. What I'm saying to everybody is you want to take the steps so that your focus is not even subconsciously pulled toward that limiting belief anymore.
Okay.
It's like, oh, my God. Do I have a lump in my breast? Oh, my God, do I have a lump in my breast? Well, you do the work and you do the knowing of your own health and you go get a mammogram so that you can let go of, oh, my God, do I have a lump in my breast, if that's what you need to do.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do your energy work and be present on this plane.
Yeah.
You know, conceptology that I used to study, the way they used to say it is be of this world, be in this world, but not of it.
Not of this world. Yep. Yep.
You know, we create our own world and we're responsible for tracking these belief systems that we get to redeem ourselves from now. Okay.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Can you tell me why she chose now? Because it was so sudden between the second week of March and...
She had to, yes. She absolutely says she had to open the energy. You were ready to move. She had to get out of the way.
Why was she in the way?
Her job was done. And I would suggest to anybody that has this kind of question about an animal or a person... Go listen to the past life regression on imdwallace.com. It's free.
All right.
And the message you will get, because okay. Dolores Cannon directly asked that of both my husband and my father.
Okay.
A lot of times people leave so that we have to move into our own power.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, darling.
Fantastic, my dear. I love you.
Love you too. Wow. Boy, we are so on a roll today. Oh my gosh, Jay's here. Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Hey, Dee. How's it going?
Fabulous.
You're on a roll here, so I'll see if I can get the roll going here. I got a question for you. You know, I've been feeling in the doldrums just lately, and I was thinking, I should just, instead of trying to get myself out of doldrums, I just, you know, be in the experience of being in doldrums and just let it go on its own journey, like water, let it flow. You know, just get
always.
Out of it some fun.
Always.
And I just wonder, you know, why is it we always have to give us permission to do the things that are so simple? I was just thinking about that this weekend, and I was watching a spiritual talk about this, and I go, like, that's interesting. Why do we, about the permission aspect of giving yourself permission to be whatever, and just... It's almost like we're talking
because,
to ourselves.
Because we are taught not to accept ourselves. So if we're happy, we're too happy, and it might go away. And if we're not happy, we shouldn't be happy, and we should, you know, always be the cheerleader and create something different. It's the highest word is acceptance that they're giving me, because when you accept that you're in the doldrums, then you don't have to fight that you're in the doldrums. So you can live there. It's like, this is the example they're giving me. Like when I'm doing a movie and I go, oh my God, I'll be so glad when I just give me 5 days of nothing to do when I can sleep in. After one day, I'm going, my God, I'm so bored. what now, right? And that's kind of the game we play with ourselves, that, again, we're not happy in the present moment. So if you're feeling in the doldrums, be happy in that moment that you're feeling, and then you will want to take yourself out of it into more joy and create that moment, because you'll get bored of the moment that you don't really want. That makes sense?
Yeah, and what is the present moment? Is the present moment a perception?
The present moment is whatever you make it, Jay. Mm. Whatever you make it. So right now, I'm living in the present moment of doldrums, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm living in the present moment of joyous, happy, very tired, but incredibly great, happy energy, doing this with my daughter and her friends, right? Those of you that were on the webinar, I mean, I shared a lot of my challenge in the last month. It's the last month has been one of the most challenging I can remember since almost when I started the work 20 years ago. That's the biggest place we've moved to in a long time. And it's all about looking at your own stuff and what's still running you, you know, because that's the perspective you see the world from. And they want to give something, core belief to you right now, Jay. Hold on, this sheet. Here. There's two. Going here first. I have to sabotage what I want or need, and you do that by this page. Now here. Well, they're taking us back to when I'm loved, I'm depressed. So in other words, the greatest way that we are sabotaging ourselves right now from the creation of what we want is that we have some kind of pain and negativity connected to the experience of love. Do you have to find out what your individual one is? No, not really. We did most of that work to shift everything on the webinar. So they just want you to know that your job, your opportunity, your challenge is to really go to your love place and go, you know, this is what being loved feels like. And see how easily I created it, and I created every moment in my life, and I attract everybody in my life that creates this with me, in the entire universe. The angels, the, you know, God, the Christ energy, Buddha, the extraterrestrials, everybody, we're calling in and saying, partner with me here. I am ready, willing, and able to know that I am worth it. I deserve it. I am the frequency of love for myself, and I allow the entire world to match that. And so it is. That's your answer, Jay. And what an answer it was. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. Go run with that, everybody. All right. We are going to Miss Bridget in Colorado. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call. Much like the last gentleman, I keep getting in this loop of unworthiness. And
well, stop it.
I know. That's my question. When it's so insidious and such a deep
yeah,
belief.
Yeah. But
it's finding.
Bridget, that's like saying, I'm looking in the mirror and I see I've got 10 extra pounds.
Okay.
So you know what the answer is. You either accept yourself. Well, no, they're correcting me. You accept yourself and you go, wow, I would really like to see me with 10 less pounds. But I accept where I'm at right now, because I know loving myself is going to get me ultimately where I am choosing to be in this present moment. And then you got to do something to lose the 10 pounds. So you're standing in the mirror going, I really don't like me. And they're going, okay, Bridget, you've got the answer. So what you want is, I want to like me. And they're not even giving me the word love. I just want to like me. I want to accept me, and I want to like me. And they're saying that they've given us all the tools to do that over the last year. The red dot exercise to hold your focus, your love place, the love hover, all of it they've given to you. Are you utilizing the diet to get you where you want to be on your goal? Or are you still playing the game of, I don't like me the way I am, which is the exact thing that you need to redeem? Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. Then I don't want you to ever say again, I can't do it, I don't know what's wrong, because they just told you what's wrong. You're playing a game with yourself, and that's not allowing you to love and embrace yourself in the moment, which keeps you creating this depression and non-acceptance of yourself. See, nobody can make you feel accepted until you're ready, willing, and able, and deserve to accept yourself. That's where you got to start. Because God himself can show up in front of you and go, Bridget, I love you unconditionally and you're fabulous. And you'd go, oh, no, I'm not. And that's what you're doing with the God of you. You're arguing with the God of you for your brilliance and your magnificence. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's tough love. And that's where we're all being called to walk right now, guys, all of us, all of us. And they're showing me Ms. Mary, who is on the call. Mary also has been traversing through what we could call a personal hell to get to the freedom that she got to by really claiming her own voice and her own truthfulness. Which is what I've been walking for the last month. We've opened up the energy for all of you guys, and now you've got to love yourself with all your shit. That's the first step. Okay, I can see a lot of my stuff here, a lot of my BS that's running me. I'm going to love me, and I am going to vigilantly be conscious of shifting this around so that I live in the experience of my greatness. Okay, sweetheart?
Thank you very much.
You bet. I know that a lot of you want a lot of, you know, let's not look at why we can't anymore. We're focused on, I'm going to, I'm doing it, how can I today? Hello, Miss Phyllis.
Hey, Dee. Can you hear me?
I can, baby.
Oh, wow. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Wow. It's funny. I'm in Santa Fe now, and I'm just kind of going, okay. So it's kind of
first
moving.
The first thing they keep telling me, Phyllis, is let it be easy.
Yeah.
Let everything easy. You've got to connect easy with love now.
Okay.
You know, you deserve to have it easy. We all deserve to have it easy.
Yeah, even, you know, I was talking to somebody last night, and we were talking about, you know, these jobs, you know, having a job with the government and all that, and the system. And I know you've talked about working in a system, and, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm just going to move forward and see where this road takes me. Yeah, that's
well,
what I'm going to do. I just got that message, yeah.
Well, of course you have to move forward. That's what we're all doing.
Yeah.
We're all moving forward. And if you live in the present moment, you will always know why you're here. Our purpose in life is to be joyful. So any angst that we're creating for ourselves is paying honor to a limiting belief or belief system or perception that we have. It's just not allowing us to be joyful. So right now, in this moment right now, what would create the most joy for you, Phyllis?
Oh, just doing the creative stuff. Like I ran back to my car earlier and got my camera out. I'm just taking my camera everywhere and just shooting people and just.
Okay, and now I'm going back. Now I'm going back to, I think, our first caller. They're saying, please don't separate it. Any kind of work, if you so choose, is creative.
Yeah.
So what we want to know is, if we create life as creative and joyful out of self-love for ourselves, every moment that moves us forward is creative and joyful. Can't separate work and joy, or raising children and joy creation, or making money and joy creation. Everything is joy. Everything is a joyful creation, guys.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about, you know, these conversations I've had with people where, you know, you work at these jobs and you really want to be part of a team and you have all this energy and inspiration and you have all these people in power who are just...
Okay, you there's your belief.
Yeah, there's my belief right there.
There's your belief right now that you're separate or different from or better than the people in power. And that's just not a true statement. If we're all one energy... You're them and they're you, unless you separate you with limiting beliefs. So when I say you want to be a powerful person, Phyllis, I get a no. Because literally what they're saying to me is powerful people are assholes. We've addressed this before. You've got to redeem that chip, baby. You know,
redeem that what?
That chip, I'm using Vegas.
Oh, that chip, you know. Okay. Okay.
The chip, C-H-I-P, chip.
Yeah.
You got to redeem that because it's keeping you from winning with a full hand in life. This little chip that says people in power are assholes. And then that keeps you from being as powerful as you want to be because you don't want to be an asshole. It's time for all of us to play it big, guys. We're worth it. We deserve it. And we can't play it big if we're judging the people who already are. Again, they're showing me Donald Trump. He's coming forward to really stir up and bring to our consciousness all the judgments we have about people in power, good and bad. And he's also coming forward to go, look, I speak my truth. I don't need you to love me. It's okay, but I'm going to speak my truth. You may not elect me, but I'm going to speak my truth. I don't care. We have walked the tightrope in the abyss of not choosing our power and our truthfulness so that we can be loved. Back to when I'm loved, I'm depressed. That certainly is the highest definition of it. When I'm loved, I've got to make myself smaller or compromise my truthfulness in some way because I won't be loved if I do. So we are claiming when I absolutely claim my power and my magnificence, all energy comes forward and bows down before me and claps and applauds. And we join hands and we run around in a happy circle and we go yippee and we go woohoo because that's the truth of who we are. I am divine love around that. And so it is. That's your answer, babe. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks, B. Love you. Bye-bye.
I love you, too. And, guys, the webinar is posted now. If you didn't get it, I would invite you to go check it out. Wow, I spent more time with each caller, but I was being told that we needed to do that today so that we could get to these very important shifts. Shoot, there's one more and I need to get off. Okay, everybody, right now, please claim my heart is open. Every morning you get up, direct your heart in the front and the back to open wide that our decision and our direction is to live with an open heart all day, every day, in the present moment of now. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourself, love yourselves more. You know, mine and redeem all those little tiny places where you're still saying, I'm not going to let me know I'm God. See you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, PBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.